Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're tuned in to Stephanie Speaks. I'm your host, Stephanie Cosby. And today, my topic's going to be disrespect during the Star Spangled Banner. And this actually was a requested show topic. My cousin reached out to me a while ago, and she was at her son's graduation from boot camp. I believe it's Army. If I'm wrong, I'm quite sure she's going to correct me. And she saw some things, and she was not happy. And I just could only imagine what she saw during the Star Spangled Banner. If you would like to chime in, the call-in number is area code 917-889-2678, or you can reach me on the Stephanie Speaks Facebook page wall. But today's topic is disrespect during the Star Spangled Banner. And I think about, you know, when I see games on TV or even when I've been places. And I can remember a time when hats were off, men removed their hats. There was no talking or moving during the Star Spangled Banner. But now, hats are on, because God forbid if you have to take your snapback off, you know, they cost so much. People talk on cell phones or taking selfies, because cell phones are just permitted everywhere. I've even heard a cell phone going off at a funeral, so they're everywhere now. And they smoke, chew gum, and do anything else they want. This is our national anthem. You can't pause a couple minutes during the playing of the national anthem. And I say this with such force and conviction because I have a citizenship class, and I'm stressing the importance of the Star Spangled Banner and the flag, and we as Americans disrespect that. And we disrespect the flag, too. We don't do what we're supposed to with the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, I just don't understand and just how far is it going to go. I mean, I almost feel like that you should be escorted out of an event if you don't do what you're supposed to, because it's just flat out, it's no other way to put it, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the country. It's disrespectful to others. It's disrespectful to those of us who served. I mean, I've always taken the Star Spangled Banner and the Pledge of Allegiance seriously before I joined the service, but more so even after joining. And most of us grew up singing it, and we know what we're supposed to do, and we're supposed to be training up the younger generations. But when we as an adult don't set the example, then there lies the problem. And military personnel, especially, you wear that uniform. You know what you're supposed to do. So set an example, and don't make it a bad one, because you know with your military training, you were trained better than that. But it's just a lot of things that are going left regarding the flag and the Star Spangled Banner, and just, I think it just boils down to people don't respect themselves. So when you don't respect yourself, it makes it pretty hard for you to respect anything else. And I hate to tie this in, and I really hate to go there, but I am, because I saw it. A lot of people think because, quote unquote, the country is not on track and who they want in the White House is not there, then, you know, the country is basically just gone. And I'm just going to say left. And I don't mean that in any type of sense. But I know people personally who turn their flag upside down as far as a pen when President Obama was reelected. You turn the American flag upside down because the country is going in the wrong direction. That's disrespect. All because your candidate didn't get in the White House, the country's just doomed. And I heard this kind of talk recently, and the minute it started about the direction this country was heading in, I just pretty much just shut down. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, because what's going in the wrong direction is when you have a former mayor, and I'm going to go ahead and step in this because this really ticked me off. Former, and notice how I say that, former mayor Giuliani, or Giuliani, or however you want to pronounce it, say that the president doesn't love this country. That right there is disrespectful, and not only disrespectful, it's just flat out wrong. How could you be president of a country that you have to have love of country to be able to even want to do that job? I would not want to do a job where I was criticized on a daily basis. Everything is not President Obama's fault. Everything is not tied to President Obama. And another thing, the chronic complainers need to get over it. This man has approximately a little over a year left in office. He was reelected. Get over it. The President of the United States, if you can't respect the man, at least respect the office of president. I've been disappointed for years, and you didn't hear hardly a peep out of me, because once the election is over, once the person swears in, they're in there. There's nothing I could do about it. Deal with it. But this has a different air about it. People have been much more critical. I hate the sound of Obamacare. And most of the time when people say it, they say it with sarcasm dripping. It is the Affordable Care Act. You have medical professionals, which now, because it's a little more paperwork or it's a little more difficulty with things, they love to toss out, well, it's the changes due to Obamacare. I had someone do that, and I had a little old funky lady set that young receptionist straight. She very loudly turned to me and said, ain't that something how they can sit up here and disrespect the President of the United States? People are just disrespectful by nature. They take freedom of speech and they run that to the limits of the earth. Just because you can say it, don't mean that you should say it. So to my cousin, I could only imagine what disrespect you was talking about during the Star Spangled Banner. Feel free to comment or share your experience, because I am going to post this show. And just let us know of what you saw at your son's graduation from boot camp into the armed forces, where he's risking his life so we may have the freedoms that we have, to be able to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Like I said, if you like to chime in, please give me a call at area code 917-889-2678. The call-in number again is area code 917-889-2678. Or feel free to hit me up on the Stephanie Speaks Facebook page wall. Well, some events going on this weekend. Vonda Gaynor is having a coupon class on Saturday. It's geared towards beginners, but one thing I found about Vonda is you can learn something from all her classes. So it doesn't matter where you are with your couponing, or if you just want to come out and see what it is that she does. But she's having a class actually Saturday, a chat and cheer class. I believe it's at 1 o'clock at Tofox on 15th Street. If I have this information wrong, check her out on her Facebook page, Wall. And she'll have all the information there. But she is having a chat and chew couponing class. I also would like to promote a new business, which I got some information on. It is Josiah's Southern Cooking, and it's located on MLK in the Steelboys Plaza. If you're familiar where that is, it's called Josiah's Southern Cooking, and it is located in the Steelboys Plaza. Got a copy of the menu from Facebook. It looks like pretty competitive pricing, a lot of good food. So as soon as I'm able to, I'm feeling a little under the weather, I will go and I will tell you guys my experience. I've heard nothing but good things. I've heard that if you would like to eat in, it is a clean establishment where you could, in the environment is where you could eat in. And I've seen a lot of people post pictures on Facebook, and the food looked delicious. And we need, I hate to say it, a soul food restaurant. I mean, sometimes I just get the hankering for collard greens. And if Mom hadn't cooked them, I'm very limited on where I get them from. So it's good to have a new restaurant. Like with any new business coming in town, I wish them all the best. I wish them much success and all the best. Also, Florida Wings has extended their hours. I think they're opening to 3 a.m. on the weekend. So all you party goers or insomniacs, you want to go and get something to eat. We have some late night options now other than Waffle Shop. Also, I think this week kicks off spring break. So I'm saying that as a warning, be warned, they are going to be here. I just about can guarantee you Canada and Michigan probably would be the first of the northern schools here. So you know that means that we as locals have to navigate a little better as far as our travels to the beach. You won't be taking the scenic route until well after March. And I also think construction on the bridge is going to start. So I just wanted to toss that out there. Also today at Bay County Public Library, actually two events are going on. At 2 p.m. it's going to be the Tuesday. They have a Tuesday at 2 segment. I know today's topic is going to be elder law. And I think they're going to have an attorney there speaking about this. And tonight there's going to be the Global Arts over in Youth Services with, I believe, a dance and African drum presentation. That information I just about know is on the website. And once again, I'm getting ready to close my show. Thank you to all who have listened, gave me an encouraging word. Thank you so much. And I always leave you with love one another. Until the next time.